After that, I'd barely made $5,000. So, I had to get a waitressing job at a cafe. Girl, are you saying you're not going to the concert because someone else can't wait on tables? Yes, my shift ends at 10 p.m. Also, I can't waste money on a concert ticket. You're crazy for doing all this work when all you need to do is cry harder to your daddy. Ugh, I'm out of here. Nicolette started hanging out more with our other friends, but with school and long shifts, I was honestly too tired to care. Waitressing was hard.
I asked for a non-fat soy milk double shot cold brew Spanish latte with sweet foam and cinnamon.
Well, that's a lot to remember. I'm just one tiny person.
Here's your order, sir. I'll take this one away. Liana, you're needed at the counter.
I looked up at this boy who just swooped in, and his dreamy blue eyes left me dazed. Just then, I tripped on something and fell on a customer's table. The manager sent me to the kitchen to do the dishes for the rest of the day.
Hey, you okay? Accidents happen. Please, don't be upset.
Oh, I'm not upset. It's just that, how should I put this?
What?
I don't know how to wash dishes. The boy smiled and rolled up his sleeves. He spent the next hour teaching me, and I found myself enjoying it. His name was Jamie, and he just joined as assistant manager. So, Jamie, how'd you know my name? Did you ask around as soon as you got here?
No. Your name tag kind of gave it away.
Oh, gosh, of course. Ugh, I'm so dumb.
Nah, you're cute. You got some soap on your nose.
Where?
There.
Work got a lot more bearable with Jamie around, and he even asked me out. We had an amazing date by the beach after our shift, but Jamie had a request.
I'm gonna tell you something ridiculous, but please don't judge me. A few months ago, my friend's sister confessed in front of a lot of people that she's in love with me, and she's super weird and smells like tuna. So I just panicked and said that I'm gay. Now I've been living that lie, and I need to fix it. But till I do, please don't tell anyone that we're dating, not even your BFF. Oh God, I'm such a dummy.
Don't worry about it. I won't. Later, when he dropped me home, he kissed me. I walked into my room humming, and then I screamed. Nicolette, you scared me. Why are you here? To put an end to all this stupidity? I can't watch you working like a donkey anymore. And she threw cash on my bed. I went into Dad's office and threatened his stupid assistant to give me money. And when he refused, I threw ketchup at him. He cried and said I made him feel unsafe. Like, what does that even mean? Anyway, I think he hates Dad because he gave me double of what I asked for behind Dad's back. So here, take the money. I knew I should have said no, but man, I was so tired of working. So I gave Nicolette a big hug and gave Dad the money, and he returned the credit card.
I won't be keeping checks on you anymore, darling. You've proved that you can be responsible.
Nicolette and I were back to hanging out, except some evenings I'd be busy with Jamie, and some nights she was away on dates. One day I went to the mall alone.